Tech Canada, CEO, Confidence Index, Q2 2024, a quarterly survey measuring the confidence of Canadian business leaders of small to medium enterprises. In this Q2 report, the key question for everyone now is, where is inflation headed? The answer will determine tomorrow's interest rates and the economy's performance. Analysis by Dr. Peter Anderson. Economist, our latest tech CEO confidence survey was closed off on April 2nd. It could not be more up to date. The number of respondents is again very high. Over 400 tech CEOs shared their thoughts. The survey is telling us what Canada's small and medium-sized business leaders are thinking right now. The median company size, measured in annual revenue, is in the $5 to $50 million range. The survey covers a wide range of industries and all of Canada's geographic regions. As a result, we have a valuable reading on Canada's business confidence. The large sample size means that we are getting a good picture of what is going on. It is also important to see how thinking and opinions may have changed compared to the last survey 3 months ago. Survey respondents. The respondents surveyed for this report are members of Tech Canada, representing a diverse range of Canadian business leaders. This inclusive group comprises of owners, CEOs, and senior executives from small to mid-sized companies across various industries, from manufacturing and engineering to pharmaceuticals, transportation, food, and more. The membership base reflects a broad spectrum of expertise. This diversity extends beyond industry lines to cover the geographical breadth of the nation, with members situated from coast to coast. This varied representation ensures the formation of tech groups draw upon a rich mix of perspectives, enhancing leadership development, mentorship, and peer advisory collaboration. Tech Canada leverages this diversity to provide a holistic understanding of the challenges and opportunities faced by business leaders in today's evolving landscape. The collaborative exchange of insights fosters strategic thinking and equips members to navigate the complexities of their industries with agility and resilience. In essence, Tech Canada's diverse and widespread membership base forms a dynamic community where leadership excellence is not only nurtured, but celebrated across sectors and regions. Economic outlook. The key question for everyone now is, where is inflation headed? The answer will determine tomorrow's interest rates and the economy's performance. In past surveys, tech CEOs indicated that they had significant pricing power. Economic conditions were difficult, but there was a general belief that costs could be passed on in selling prices. Inflation expectations were elevated last year. There is no doubt that confidence in the economy is still slumping. Many respondents, 45%, still report that economic conditions have worsened over the past 12 months. Only 23% expect them to improve over the next 12 months. This is not as bad as before, though. In our previous survey, 63% said that business conditions had worsened and fewer, 14%, expected an improvement. In Quebec and BC in our second quarter survey, the balance of opinion, better versus worse, is still negative on the outlook, but there has been an improvement. Fortunately, we can now say that tech member confidence has bottomed and has improved slightly. Questions to consider. Reflect on these critical questions as you read the report and discuss them with your organization's leadership team. 1. Do you expect the Bank of Canada to begin lowering interest rates this summer, this fall? Are these expectations shaping your decision-making? What might be the impacts of this influence? 2. How do you feel your firm's productivity compares to industry peers in Canada? How do you feel it compares to industry peers in the U.S.? Are there opportunities to identify and adopt industry best practices to improve efficiency or output? 3. Do you believe your business has pricing power? Will this impact how you price your products or services? How can you build a long-term strategy to make your price strategy sustainable? Inflation expectations. Supply chain shortages of non-labor inputs are not a problem for a large majority of respondents, 74%. Workers are not as hard to find. Only 16% now report that it is more difficult to fill jobs. This is down from 21% in our first quarter survey. There is a pronounced inflation mindset, though. There is still a perception of pricing power. More of our members now think that they can pass on higher costs in selling prices, 65% compared to 45% in our last survey. However, there are qualifications. Within that 65%, the number saying that their ability to pass on costs has lessened, and outnumber by 3-to-1 those saying that it has become easier to pass them on. Expected economy-wide inflation, looking 1 year ahead, is now clustered in the 3% range, 57% of our respondents. This is unchanged from our previous survey. The next most likely level is 4% inflation, 25% of respondents. This could be a problem, as inflation expectations of 3% to 4% are too high. They are not compatible with the official inflation target and the hope for lower interest rates. Despite this inflation projection, most tech CEOs expect the Bank of Canada to begin cutting rates, either this summer, 39%, or in the fall of 2024, 33%. Some even still expect rate cuts before mid-year 2024. Relatively few expect rate cuts to be delayed until 2025 or later, 13%. Profitability, sales, and hiring. Compared to our last survey, these expectations are more positive. Hiring intentions have held up, with 88% now planning on an increase or no change in payrolls. A lower percentage now plans to cut employment. There is also a higher reading now for the expected increase in sales revenues. In addition, the outlook for business investment and profitability has stayed upbeat. To summarize, 45% plan to increase employment over the next 12 months. Only 11% expect to reduce employment. Fewer are now considering or undertaking layoffs, compared to 3 months ago, 25% compared to 29%. However, layoffs are still an issue in BC, where 33% are either considering them or actually undertaking them. This is the same percentage for BC as in our first quarter survey. More expect to increase business investment, 33%, than reduce it, 20%. More expect their firm's profitability will improve, 37%, then worsen, 25%. The majority, 52%, expect their firm's sales revenue volumes to increase during the next 12 months. Alberta and Ontario respondents are even more optimistic on the outlook for their firm's revenue volumes. In Alberta, 58% of tech CEOs expect an increase, and in Ontario, 54% expect an increase. Pricing and productivity. These positive readings probably reflect the belief that cost increases can be passed on in selling prices, and also the expectation that interest rate cuts are coming soon. Time will tell whether this will happen. The outlook for compensation costs implies an inflation and interest rate risk. The median response by tech CEOs is that compensation costs, wages, salaries, and benefits are currently increasing by 4% to 5%. This could be inconsistent with a soft landing, continuing economy-wide growth combined with declining inflation. A soft landing would be the good news scenario. Our second quarter survey shows that a soft landing is what the majority of tech CEOs, 52%, expect for 2024. Compensation increases in the 4% to 5% range, though, would require some offset from productivity gains in order to bring inflation and interest rates down and achieve a soft landing. Fortunately, the majority of tech respondents, 58%, expect their firm's productivity to improve. Nonetheless, there is still a sizable percentage, 36%, that expects their firm's productivity to remain unchanged. There are four main reasons holding back productivity improvement. They are availability of skilled or specialized talent, cost of labor or materials, the regulatory environment and government policy restraint, and finally, scale of operations and market size limitations. These headwinds are not easy to deal with. Productivity improvement will be the key challenge facing Canada's business leaders.